Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Going to continue the spring season wrap-ups here today on Drive Time Sports. We had one team in the spring season get all the way to the championship game, but unfortunately fell just short of the ultimate goal. That was the Emory Lady Spartans softball team, and what a season. They grabbed the number one seed going into the state tournament. They battled back from the one-loss bracket, top a region foe in North St. Pete to get to the state championship game, and then it took extra innings for Grantsville to get the win, but Emory battled back time and time again. I think that's the reoccurring theme with this team, and we're going to talk about that and more right now. Joining us over the phone, we have Emory Lady Softball Coach Dallin Johnson. Coach, it is great to get you on today. Thank you.
No problem. It's my pleasure to talk about this season. It was a fun season to be a part of.
Oh, Coach, it really was. I know that the state tournament didn't necessarily go the way we would have liked, but the one thing that I take away from the performance from the girls at the state tournament, there's no quitting this team. They proved that time and time again.
They did. Yeah, no, you look at our whole state tournament. I mean, four of the five games went down to the last inning. Win or lose went down to the last inning, and they fought through every single one of them. And even down into the state championship game where it took Grantsville two extra innings to finally beat us.
We could start with that specific game, Coach, because if you win that tilt, you go into a one-game winner-take-all, and that game was thrilling throughout. And the girls had several opportunities to actually win. And I've thought, okay, what's going to happen to Grantsville if they actually get put in a pressured situation where they lose this game and they're done? I mean, I think you can play a little bit more loose when you don't have that one loss to your name. And to their credit, they made a couple of plays late, but the girls did put themselves in a position to steal that game. If I'm remembering correctly, I believe it was the bottom of the seventh inning, had runners on second and third, the winning run sitting on third base.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it definitely makes a difference when you go in there with that one loss. But I honestly believe with the mentality our girls had this season, if we could have pulled off that first win, I think we would have beat them the second time.
How confident were the girls going into that state championship, Coach, knowing you had to win two games consecutively? You had to beat a very, very talented team in Grantsville, and that's a team that, honestly, we became pretty familiar with. How confident were they going into the state finals?
They were confident. I mean, they knew that Grantsville was a great team. We had played them the night before and saw how good they were. Just a bunch of great hitters. So we knew we had to play a tight game. We couldn't have a whole lot of errors. But the girls had no doubt that we could do it. So they were pretty disappointed when they didn't. But hats off to Grantsville. They were a really good team. And a team, honestly, that early on in the I think we all kind of looked over. They had a little bit of a roller coaster early season, and we assumed that there were better teams out there. But honestly, we didn't see a team as good as Grantsville all season. They were good.
Now, the one thing that stood out to me, Coach, from your team's perspective, is you guys found a variety of ways to win games. So you dominate ALA 17-0, but then it was a low-scoring game against Canyon View, a one-run win. You pretty much handled Morgan. You put up nine runs. I mean, you were able to put up runs in games, but you were also able to win these very low-scoring games. Another one was North St. Pete, which we knew would be a flat-out battle. I mean, that's the co-region champs. That's a team that went in as the number two seed, if memory serves me right. Yeah, they were the number two seed. And so you guys found ways to win high-scoring games. You found ways to win low-scoring games.
Yeah, the girls all year round have played very good defense. Their bats were a little bit up and down throughout the season, but they've always seemed to find that ability to come through when it mattered most. I mean, watching Canyon View, I don't know if you got to see that game. Going into the last inning, we're down by two runs, I believe, and Caitlin Nielsen, who's one of those common denominators for a state championship in volleyball, a second-place finish in basketball, and then a second-place finish in softball. I mean, she gets up and hits a walk-off home run for us to win that game. The girls did an amazing job staying mentally in every game, no matter what stakes were against them or for them. They were a mentally tough group this year. I was proud of them.
Yeah, I've talked about this on air with Athletic Director Jake Atwood. To see Caitlin have that moment, that's special. And I think, you know, for anyone that follows Emory High School athletics, I mean, you mentioned it. You talked about volleyball. You go to basketball. I distinctly remember in the state championship basketball game, Caitlin was banged up on a sore ankle. I remember when Coach Fumalo turned to the bench and asked her if she was okay to go when she limped back into the game. I know she didn't have her best performance, but steps up in the most crucial moments. That's something that you can't teach. She just has it.
She does. Yes, she does. And honestly, the other common denominator, Callie Jensen, is another one that just has that it factor. She always seems to come through when it's time to do so. Great athlete. Both of them are great athletes, but their best attribute is just that it factor that you can't teach. That's right, Jordan. You just can't teach it.
Coach, when the final game comes to an end and the girls fall short, once again, an Emory girls team sport is taking back a state trophy, getting into the championship contest, and that's impressive in itself. They did it volleyball, basketball, now softball. But it's got to be bittersweet because you fall just short of the end goal, but it was still such a remarkable season. What do you tell the girls in that moment?
You know, they were hurting for sure because they, like we talked about earlier, they were sure that we had the ability to win that game. But I had to tell them they had to hold their heads up. They had to be proud of themselves. We had a parent that came out and told us, because we didn't really look into this, but in the history of Emory Spartan softball, we couldn't see that they'd ever been to the championship game. So they've set a new bar for Emory County softball, Emory High School softball, that hopefully will just continue to get improved on in the future. They did something that we haven't seen at Emory High School for a long time. So,
again, our guest right now, Coach Dallin Johnson of the Emory Lady Spartan softball team. Coach, it's pretty remarkable right now, the athletes that we have at Emory High. I just mentioned it a moment ago, volleyball, basketball, softball, getting to the state championship in all three of those sports, winning one of them. This is a special senior group. I know that these girls are multiple sport athletes. Not all of them play volleyball, not all of them play basketball, but nonetheless, it's almost like the pedigree right now. It's a special time, I think, for girls athletics at Emory High School.
Yeah. No, and I couldn't say enough about our seniors this year. They've been some of the best leaders that I've been around since I've been involved in softball, which has been quite a while. They did an amazing job, both at just their athletic ability to go out there and perform on the field, but also just their leadership, their ability to raise people up that are coming behind them. They're positive. When errors happened, there was never any criticism. It was always positive. They were an amazing group. You know, Brooke Lenecker is probably our leader out there, and she's competitive. I don't know if you've been around her much, but she's got some of the most competitive drive I've ever seen. But it was amazing to watch her, even when some of the other girls weren't doing to what her, you know, her opinion of how they could do, how she still could go out there, give them a hug, get them back up, pull them back up to where they needed to be. And that was a big reason why the girls did so well this year. It was just that leadership of that senior class. They were amazing.
And kind of piggybacking off of that with Brooklyn, I guess the mark of a true leader, right? We go to that state championship game against Grantsville. She's a little hobbled in that game, Coach. She's dealing with an injury herself.
She did, yeah. She went sliding into, or sorry, she was, she had a girl slide into second base and ended up getting a cleat off the foot. Had about a baseball sized lump on her foot, hematoma there and a cut. But she wasn't about to come out. She got up the next inning and got on base. In fact, I watched her run to second base, and when she got there, she was limping a bit. So I was calling a girl to come in and run for her. And as I went out there to call timeout, she gave me the absolutely no sign, and I knew that there was no way that I was going to get her off that base. So she's tough. She definitely worked through a hard injury. So.
Yeah, I know we've talked about the senior class, Coach, but really, can you put into words what they mean to you as a coach? You know, the legacy's there, obviously, at Emory High School, but for you as a coach, this senior group?
I've had that group since they were 8, 9 years old, and they've shaped me in multiple ways. But they're like my kids. Every single one of them are like a daughter to me. I'll be watching them for years to come, the rest of their lives. I have no doubt that they are going to be amazing after softball. I have Brooklyn that's going to go on and play, you know, at a junior college in Kansas. The rest of them, as far as I know, are going to move on to other things. But every single one of them are just, they're good ball players, but they're just great kids. And they're going to do great things in life.
You know, it's always the gift and the curse of high school athletics. You get to know these kids, and then they move on. But one of the gifts, Coach, is that the bar has been set, as you alluded to. So when you take a look at what's coming back next year at Emory High School, how excited should the community be about the returners and what the future holds for this program?
They should be way excited. There's no doubt in my mind that the girls, the younger girls, are going to be back in that championship game and probably winning it next year. There's no reason why they shouldn't. They've got great athletes coming up. We got our two main pitchers, minus Brooklyn, that'll be coming back next year. Our catcher is coming back next year. Our second baseman, our third baseman, our left fielder. And they're all very high contributors this year. There is no doubt. And I've got a good younger class coming up behind them that are going to step in and fill in where these seniors are moving out. Like I said, there's no doubt in my mind that those girls will be as good or better next year.
Well, Coach, it was definitely a fun season. It was definitely fun to watch this team evolve. And, you know, even though you don't win the state championship, I think there's a lot that comes out of being the number one seed going into the state tournament, right? We haven't really talked about that. You guys were the one seed out of just a brutally tough region, and you get to that state title game fighting back from the one loss bracket. There's a ton to be proud of. There's a ton of lessons to be learned.
Yeah, that was a great season. The girls earned that number one seed. They went out and they won a lot of games. So they earned it. But they did realize that there's a lot of pressure that comes with that number one seed too. There's a target on your back. There's people that come and play their best softball when they know they're playing the number one seed. So the fact that they could come in with that number one ranking and still go out there and perform well and not have a huge amount of jitters and nerves going into it. And the fact that even though teams were coming and playing their best softball against us, that we could still edge them out, it said a lot about that Emory softball team.
No, no doubt. No doubt about it. Coach, I really do appreciate you taking out the time. It's always so much fun to catch up with you. And again, congratulations on a very successful season.
Thank you, Jordan. I sure appreciate that.
It's Coach Dallin Johnson again of the Emory Lady Spartan softball team, recapping the 2024 season. It was kind of magical in a sense. This team battled through and through, but like Coach Johnson said, there's going to be a ton of talent coming back next year. We're going to pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports when we return. We're actually going to bring in a special guest. We'll have author Dan Schlossberg, who has written a new book called Home Run King. It's the remarkable record of Hank Aaron. And since we are now in the middle of baseball season, I thought this would be just an excellent guest to bring onto the show. To me, Hank Aaron may very well be the most underrated baseball player in the history of the game. When you look at the records and you look at the accomplishments, I think you could make the case for Hank Aaron being the greatest of all time. We'll talk about some of those jaw-dropping statistics and the new book, Home Run King, when we return. We're live from the Sutherland Studios, and it's here on Drive Time Sports.